Proof by induction is one of the most powerful methods of mathematical proof that we know. The validity of this method is intimately bound up with the construction of the natural numbers, with ordinal arithmetic, and with the so-called well-ordering principle. So we'll treat all those ideas later on. Right now, what we want to concentrate on is how to learn what induction is and how to use it. I think you'll find this very interesting. So when we're doing induction, we're going to be considering a statement capital P of J, where capital P is some statement like J is a perfect square or J is divisible by 2 or something like that. So this will be a statement for every positive integer J. For example, the statement might be the quantity J squared plus 5J plus 6 is always even. If we wish to prove this statement, here's how we might proceed. Number one, first prove P of 1. And number two, prove that P of J implies P of J plus 1 for every positive J. Let us apply the syllogism modus ponendo ponens to determine what we will have accomplished. We know P of 1 from step 1, and from step 2 with J equals 1, we know that P of 1 implies P of 2. Therefore, we can conclude P of 2 by modus ponendo ponens. Now, statement 2 with J equals 2 says P of 2 implies P of 3. So therefore, applying modus ponendo ponens, we can conclude P of 3. Continuing in this manner, we may establish P of J for every natural number J. Notice that this reasoning applies to any statement P of J for which we can establish steps 1 and 2 above. So steps 1 and 2 constitute a method of proof, which we call mathematical induction. It is a way to prove a statement P of J for every natural number J. So it is worthwhile now to enunciate the steps of mathematical induction in a slightly different language, which should make it easier to remember. We'll now have three steps. Every one of these steps is very important. Whenever you apply mathematical induction, be sure to apply step A, step B, and step C in that order. Step A, enunciate the inductive statement P of J. This should be a simple declarative sentence about the positive integers J. Step B, verify the case J equals 1. We've seen that before, of course. And step C, verify that P of J implies P of J plus 1. We've seen that before also. So those three steps will constitute induction. So here's the first example. Let us use the method of mathematical induction to prove that for every natural number J, the number J squared plus 5J plus 6 is even. Solution. Our statement P of J is the number J squared plus 5J plus 6 is even. You should note that identifying P of J is more than a formality. If you don't have a clearly enunciated P of J, you're going to get yourself into trouble later on. So now we proceed in two steps. Step B, verify that P of 1 is true. When J equals 1, J squared plus 5J plus 6 equals 1 squared plus 5 times 1 plus 6, which is 12, and this is certainly even. So that verifies P of 1. Now, here the most subtle step, the one you're really going to have to think about, is step C, that P of J implies P of J plus 1. So we're proving an implication. We assume P of J and use it to establish P of J plus 1. So we're assuming that J squared plus 5J plus 6 is even, so it equals 2m for some natural number m. So to check P of J plus 1, we calculate J plus 1 squared plus 5 times J plus 1 plus 6, which is J squared plus 2J plus 1 plus 5J plus 5 plus 6, which is J squared plus 5J plus 6 plus 2J plus 6. And that's just reorganizing things a little bit. And by the inductive hypothesis, J squared plus 5J plus 6 is 2m, and then we have 2J plus 6. This is starting to look a lot like an even number. So we can rewrite the last line as 2 times the quantity m plus j plus 3, and therefore j plus 1 quantity squared plus 5 times j plus 1 plus 6 is twice the natural number m plus j plus 3, and is therefore even. And that's the assertion P of j plus 1. In summary, assuming P of j, and we used P of j in the proof, and we usually will do that, we have established the assertion P of j plus 1. That completes step C of the method of induction. and therefore we conclude that P of j is true for every j. So that's our first complete example of a proof by mathematical induction. A more interesting example, which has an interesting history, is the statement that the sum of the first j natural numbers, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus dot 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 plus j minus 1 plus j, equals j times j plus 1 over 2. There's some evidence that even the ancient Greeks knew this formula, although in the old days, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have any mathematical notation, so it's sometimes hard to tell what exactly the ancient Greeks knew. There's a legendary story about Carl Friedrich Gauss, the greatest mathematician who ever lived. When he was a young child in school, his teacher said to the class, "I want you to add up all the integers from 1 to 100. And what the teacher had in mind is this would take the kids all afternoon and they'd be occupied and he could do something else. Well, Gauss sat down and figured out a way to do the problem in 5 minutes. And Gauss did not use induction. He used a different method. But he just showed how smart he was even at the age of 8. Okay, so we're going to prove this formula, that 1 plus 2 plus dot 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 plus j equals j times j plus 1 over 2. The statement P of j, this is step A, the statement P of j is 1 plus 2 plus dot 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 plus j equals j times j plus 1 over 2. Now let's go to step B. We'll verify P of 1. The left-hand side, when j is 1, is just 1. The right-hand side, when j is 1, is 1 times the quantity 1 plus 1 over 2, which is also 1. So the formula is plainly true when j is 1. Now we go to the interesting step, which is step C. P of j implies P of j plus 1. We're going to assume P of j and use it in the proof, okay? So P of j says that 1 plus 2 plus dot 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 plus j equals j times j plus 1 over 2. Let us add the quantity j plus 1 to both sides of that formula. So then we obtain 1 plus 2 plus dot 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 plus j plus 1 equals j times the quantity j plus 1 over 2 plus j plus 1. The left-hand side of this equation is exactly the left-hand side of P of j plus 1 that we're trying to prove, and that's the motivation for what we're doing. The right-hand side can be written by putting everything over the common denominator 2, so we have j times quantity j plus 1 plus twice j plus 1 all over 2, and that simplifies to j plus 1 times j plus 2 over 2. In conclusion, what we have established is that 1 plus 2 plus dot 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 plus j plus the quantity j plus 1 equals j plus 1 times j plus 2 over 2, and that is the statement P of j plus 1, as you can readily check. So assuming the validity of P of j, and we used P of j in the proof, we have established the validity of P of j plus 1. That completes the third step of the method of mathematical induction and establishes P of j for all j. So you should be impressed by this because we've proved here a really non-trivial and interesting formula by the method of induction, and it wasn't very hard. Some problems are formulated in such a way that it's convenient to begin the induction at some value of j other than j equals 1. The next example illustrates this idea. Let us prove that for j bigger than or equal to 4, we have the inequality 3 to the j is bigger than 2j squared plus 3j. So the statement P of j, this is step A, the statement P of j is 3 to the j is greater than 2j squared plus 3j. Step B will be that P of 4 is true, because we're beginning the induction not at 1 now, we're beginning at 4. Okay, so P of 4 is true. Observe that the inequality is false for 1 and 2 and 3, so there's no sense thinking about those cases. For j equals 4, it is certainly the case that 3 to the 4th power, which is 81, is greater than 44, which is 2 times 4 squared plus 3 times 4. So that establishes P of 4. And now let us prove that P of j implies P of j plus 1. So the statement P of j is 3 to the jth power is greater than 2j squared plus 3j. Multiplying both sides by 3 gives 3 times 3 to the j is greater than 3 times the quantity 2j squared plus 3j. So 3 to the j plus 1 is greater than 6j squared plus 9j. Well, now we do a little algebra. So we have 3 to the j plus 1 is greater than 6j squared plus 9j, which equals twice j squared plus 2j plus j plus 4j squared plus 3j. Now, You may find this step unmotivated, but you can check that it's true. You can just take off your shoes and count and check that we still have 6j squared and we still have 9j. And then that's clearly bigger than twice j squared plus 2j plus 1, because j is bigger than 1, plus 3j plus 3, because 4j squared is, of course, bigger than 3j, and 3j is at least as large as 3. And this simplifies to 2 times j plus 1 quantity squared plus 3 times j plus 1. And this inequality, 3 to the j plus first power, bigger than 2j plus 1 squared plus 3j plus 1, is in fact the statement P of j plus 1, which is what we wish to establish. And that completes the induction. So now we're going to do an example involving the Fibonacci numbers. This is an idea that you may have learned about in grade school. The Fibonacci numbers are a sequence of numbers. F0, the first term, is 0. F1, the second term, is 1. F2, the third term, is the sum of the first two terms. F3 is the sum of the preceding two terms, and so on. So the elements of the Fibonacci series are 0, 1, 1, 2, because 1 plus 1 is 2, 3, plus because 1 plus 2 is 3, 5, because 2 plus 3 is 5, 8, because 3 plus 5 is 8, 13, because 5 plus 8 is 13, 21, because 8 plus 21, 8 plus 3 is 13 is 21, and so on. We will prove now that every third Fibonacci number is even. The first Fibonacci number is F naught, so we are claiming that F3, F6, F9, etc. are even, and we'll do so by mathematical induction. The statement Pn is F sub 3n is even. Okay, that's step A of the induction process. Step B, first consider the case n equals 1. We may verify that it's by inspection that F sub 3 times 1, which is F sub 3, is 2. And you can see that by staring at the list up above. Now suppose that the assertion has been proved for j. We will verify for j plus 1. In fact, we calculate that f sub 3 times the quantity j plus 1, which is f sub 3j plus 3, equals, by the way we define Fibonacci numbers, f sub 3j plus 2 plus f sub 3j plus 1. And f sub, again, by the way we define Fibonacci numbers, f sub 3j plus 2 is f sub 3j plus 1 plus f sub 3j. And f sub 3j plus 1 is f sub 3j plus f sub 3j minus 1. And again, we using the definition of Fibonacci numbers, we rewrite f sub 3j plus 1 as f sub 3j plus f sub 3j minus 1. And then what you see we have is 3 times f sub 3j plus 2 times f sub 3j minus 1. Now we simply observe that by the inductive hypothesis, f sub 3j is even. So the first term in the last line is even, and the second term has a factor of 2 in it, so it is even, and therefore we've proved that f sub 3 times j plus 1 is even, and that completes the inductive step. And now, inspired by an earlier example, we will consider the sum of the first n positive odd integers. And that turns out to be equal to n squared. So we will write the sum as f sub j equals 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus dot 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 plus 2 times j minus 1 plus 1. When j is 1, this simply gives 1. When j is 2, it gives 1 plus 3. When j is 3, it gives 1 plus 3 plus 5. And so forth. The statement P of J is that step A. The statement P of J is that S sub J, the sum we just wrote down, equals J squared. The case J equals 1 is the assertion that 1 equals 1 squared. That is certainly true. And now we get to the interesting inductive step. So we assume that the identity has been proved for some J, and we will check that it is true for J plus 1. Right, S sub j plus 1 is equal to 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus dot 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 plus the quantity twice j plus 1 minus 1 plus 1, and that's 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus dot 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 plus 2j plus 1. And that can be rewritten with just a little algebra as 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus twice j minus 1 plus 1 plus 2j plus 1. Just to add together all the stuff at the end there and check that it matches up with what you saw in the preceding line. And by the inductive hypothesis, the big expression in the braces is equal to j squared. That's S sub j. And then you have a plus 2j plus 1 added on. And altogether, that's the quantity j plus 1 squared. So that completes the inductive step. We assumed Sj and we proved Sj plus 1. And that completes the induction, and the statement is proved. We'll conclude this section by mentioning an alternative form of mathematical induction, which is sometimes called complete mathematical induction or total mathematical induction. So let P be a statement about the natural numbers, and the steps are these. State P of J, prove P of 1, and what's new is the last step. Prove that if PL is true for all less than or equal to J, then PJ plus 1 is true. So the way we used to do it is assume P of J and prove PJ plus 1. Now we're assuming that all the PLs for L less than or equal to J are true and establishing P of J plus 1. So this looks like it's harder work, but in fact there are situations where this is the right form of induction to use. This is also sometimes called the set formulation of mathematical induction. So let's do an example to illustrate the utility of complete mathematical induction. Let's show that every integer greater than 1 is either prime or the product of primes. Remember what a prime number is. A prime number is an integer greater than 1 whose only multiplicative factors are 1 in itself. For example, 2 is prime, 3 is prime, 5 is prime, 6 is not prime because it equals 2 times 3, 7 is prime. 8 is not prime because it equals 2 times 2 times 2. 9 is not prime because it's 3 times 3. 10 is not prime because it's 5 times 2. But 11 is prime, and so on. There are infinitely many primes. So step A, let P of J be the assertion either N is prime or N is the product of primes. Step B, P of 2 is plainly true since 2 is the first prime. So we're beginning our induction not at 1 but at 2. Step C, now assume PL is true for all L bigger than or equal to 2 less than or equal to J, and consider P of J plus 1. If J plus 1 is prime, then we are done. If J plus 1 is not prime, then J plus 1 factors as J plus 1 equals K times M, where K and M are integers less than J plus 1, but at least 2. By the strong inductive hypothesis, each of K and M factors as a product of primes or is itself a prime. Thus, J plus 1 factors as a product of primes. The complete mathematical induction is finished, and the proof is complete. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.